please drive home safely. Once again, the final score was your Screaming Eagles 58, the Colorado Buffaloes 54.
Great game, guys! Great game!
Can you believe that?
What a comeback! 21 points in the last 6 minutes!
Oh, hey. What have we got here?
Are those Cuban?
La Gloria Cubana. Oh, Gloria. Gentlemen? No. Take one. Shall we?
Should we smoke in the tea room?
Hey, I think we've earned it.
Well, I've never had one of these before.
You're in for a treat, Dover.
Yeah.
Guys, this is what I call a moment.
What's that?
Someone must pull the fire alarm.
Oh, jeez.
Coach, I think those are ruined.
I'm going to drain them, Dob. They're going to be good as new. There we go. By the end of the season, I'll have one big cigar.
Jeez, that's a shame.
Well, I'm not going to let it ruin my day. We won, doggone it.
I still can't believe we beat Colorado.
But we did. We beat those Buffalo. They were bigger. They were stronger. They were faster. And now they are dead. They're laying out there slaughtered. Prairie of football, their bones picked clean by the Screaming Eagles.
Coach Fox, the press is ready if you are.
Ah, send them in, Mrs. Torkelson. Those poor ink-stained wretches have waited long enough.
Come in now.
Come on, let's have some fun. One at a time. I got enough good quotes for all of you.
Coach, I think your team was a little lucky out there today.
My friend, luck is the residue of design.
Well, put it this way, didn't they play a little over their heads?
A team's reach should exceed its grasp, or what's a heaven for?
Excuse me, Coach Fox.
What is it, Miss Ferguson?
Christine.
Tell her I'll call her back.
She's not on the phone. She just wants you to know she'll be home late because of a job interview.
Yeah, fine.
And something else.
What?
Personal.
Miss Torkelson, I don't have time for something personal. I am with the press. What is it?
She's ovulating.
I think you got more than enough, guys.
Good luck.
Christine's ovulating. That's a good thing.
Just hope she's in a good mood when she gets home from her job interview.
Yeah. Happy chicken, happy egg.
I got that out of the Bible.
Hi.
Hey, honey.
Congratulations on your game.
Oh, thanks. I think we got lucky again. I hope you're hungry. You're in for a big surprise.
Fox's famous five-alarm chili.
How'd you know?
Well, had my car window down. I picked it up on Lakeside Drive.
Lakeside Drive. Uh-huh. Hey. How'd the job interview go?
Oh, seemed fine.
And
that's it. They'll let me know.
Well, congratulations. That's great.
What's great? What are you congratulating me for?
That you didn't not get it. Not getting it is bad. Not getting it's good.
No, getting it is good. Anything else is crappy.
Yeah, well, maybe you're going to get it. When are they going to let you know?
Probably in 2 or 3 days.
Well, in the meantime, we can eat.
You're right. I should eat. I mean, it's only a job. The thing is not to worry, right?
Right. Now, the important thing is, do you want cheese?
Cheese? Hayden, one of my best isn't good enough. This isn't even a news show. This is a lightweight morning TV talk show. It's not even network. It's Channel 6. I worked there for 8 years. I mean, if I can't get this, I might as well give up because it's over. I am finished.
You're not finished. You're going to get a job. It'll be this one or the one after that or the one after that one. And I'll tell you something. I am not worried about you. In fact, I don't think it matters at all if you get this particular job or not.
Hello. It's them. Hello? Yes. Yes, this is she. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. I did. You really did?
Oh, what did I say? Did you get the job?
No, that's fine. That's wonderful. Yes, I'll see you in the morning. Goodbye. I got it!
All right! That's fantastic!
Finally, somebody liked me.
Jeez, it's good to see you happy again. Come on, sit down here over on the couch and tell me about your job.
Oh, well, it's a great opportunity. It's a new morning show called Wake Up Minneapolis. Isn't that a wonderful title? I'm going to co-host. Oh.
I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
This is terrific. You're going to be waking up everybody with some lively banter. You're going to be the town rooster, Christine. Who's the other host?
Carter Brooks.
Carter Brooks?
Yes. Yes, he's also the executive producer. He's actually the one who hired me.
Yeah, oh.
What?
Oh, nothing. That's terrific. Yeah.
You don't like him.
Well, I do like him. He's very pleasant. He's perky. He's a very nice rooster himself.
Oh, stop talking cute. Something is wrong. What is it?
Can't we just have this nice Mexicali supper and talk about the job later? Margarita? Senorita?
Hayden, I am going in there tomorrow morning. It's late. I am tired. What is it? Speak.
All right. Carter Brooks has been on the air as long as I've been here, doing one show or another, and every year, no matter what show he's doing, he always calls me and he wants me to do a weekly feature, and I always turn him down.
So?
So I just hope that's not what this is about.
What?
Him trying to get to me. Because if it is, Christine, I have to tell you, that is unfair to you.
You egomaniacal, self-centered, self-important oaf.
Huh?
For a year and a half, I go out there every day, pounding the pavement, pounding on doors, pounding my pride into the dust. And finally, I go in there and show my tapes and give a great audition, knock everybody's socks off, so much so that they don't even wait until the morning to hire me. And you have the nerve, the cheek, the unmitigated gall to say that this happened because of you?
It's just a thought.
What do you think I am? Some kind of a no-talent, dependent, clinging little mouse? That without my big, famous, influential, sought-after protector, I'm a nothing?
Oh, you're not a nothing. I may be all those good things, but you're not a nothing.
Oh, thank you.
Always, you're welcome. See, I wasn't trying to upset you, Christine. Come on, I was trying to apologize.
Oh, don't apologize. You can't apologize for who you are. It's not your fault. You're a narcissistic ape.
Come on.
I am going to bed. I don't think this is a good time for us to be talking.
Oh, Christine!
No, I mean it. I think the less said tonight, the better. I will see you in the morning.
What's the matter?
I just remembered. I'm ovulating.
Morning.
Morning.
You look nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Kiss?
Lipstick.
Great lipstick.
Thanks.
On a great face. Even when it's angry.
I'm not angry.
Well, look, I'm sorry I upset you last night. I was crazy to think you needed me to get a job.
Oh, that's okay, Hayden. Forget it.
Well, I can't forget it. I mean, last night wasn't exactly the best mood to create life in, you know.
You seem to manage.
Yeah, well, I was working at it. No, I gotta be honest here. You know, I've had a lot of fantasies in bed, but last night was the first time I ever pretended I was someone else. What you packing?
Oh, just some personal items for my new office.
You're not going to forgive me, are you?
Oh, sure I will. In time.
How much time?
Oh, I don't know. But now's not enough. I better get going or I'm going to be late. Okay. I'll see you tonight.
Okay. I'll be carrying that with me all day.
Am I interrupting?
Oh, not at all. Hi, Carter.
I am so happy you are here. Oh. All anyone could talk about after your interview yesterday was what great chemistry we seem to have together.
Really?
Oh. You know, people tell me that I cast a very long shadow. But I don't think you'll get lost in it.
Well, try not to.
You know what I loved yesterday? It was when I told one of my jokes. And you gave that look, you know, like where you rolled your eyes, a little like, where is this guy coming from? Which is great because it humanizes me. And I get to look out at the audience and say for one moment, I'm one of you. I love that.
Well, good. I'll try to do more of that.
Oh, listen, just because I'm the exec prod on this thing, I still want to hear any ideas you may have for the show. So anytime, just type them up and slip them under the door.
Great.
You know, I'd like to think of us as the Regis and Kathy Lee of Minneapolis. Hmm? Actually, you're not like Kathy Lee. You both got that perky thing going.
Oh, well, thank you.
You may even be a little perkier.
Thank you, thank you.
This year she was kind of preggy perky. Well,
yes.
Which is charming. They got a lot of mileage out of that.
Well, maybe I'll get preggy too.
You'd do that for us?
Well, not for us. I meant for my husband and me.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Speaking of husbands, how is Aiden?
Oh, he's fine.
You know, it would be wonderful if we could get him on the show sometime.
Hayden? You mean if we were doing a pregnancy show and had him on as my husband?
Sure, we could do one of those, or we could do something else. I mean, he could do anything.
Anything?
I mean, obviously he could talk about football. Or, you know, it would be fun if we did a cooking segment, put him in a great big hat. I mean, we could have him on a lot. People love him.
Carter, is this the reason I got the job?
What?
So you could get to Hayden. Is that why you hired me?
Oh, of course not.
But it helped, didn't it?
But it didn't hurt. But, oh, Christine, listen, I never would have hired you just to get to Hayden.
Are you saying that if Hayden wasn't my husband, you would have hired me anyway?
Probably. the fact is, it came down to you and somebody else. It was a tough decision. You were both great. I mean, you both made me look good. I mean, it was a real coin toss. I mean, heads you, tails her.
And Hayden made it come up heads.
What if he did? Hey, you came up with that great eye-rolling thing yesterday. That was all you. You know, we never did toss that coin. Oh, come on, Christine. Come on. Don't worry about it, kid. Huh? I'll see you later.
Carter, suppose I never ask Hayden to be on the show. What then?
I think we'd be missing a great opportunity. Well, I don't think this show rises or falls on whether Hayden Fox appears on it. I mean, I'm still here, right?
I'm no Merlin Olsen, but let's call this a your husband's a horse's ass bouquet. I don't know how much more time you'll need to forgive me, but I wanted you to know I'm sorry, I love you, and right now I'm peeking out of the hallway at you.
Hi. I know it's kind of corny, but I didn't have enough cash on me to get you a card. How'd your first day go?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Turns out you were right. They did hire me because of you.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. They told me. Well, I asked for it. As it turns out, there were two of us they liked. You were the tiebreaker. So, apparently, I was wrong. I'm not capable of getting a job on my own merit. I do need my big, strong husband to save me. So I'm very sorry that I got mad at you last night. I feel like a fool, and I hope you'll forgive me. Now I think I'm gonna go to bed.
No, honey. Wait a minute, Christine. You don't have to feel like a fool for last night. Whether I was right or wrong, I was wrong for saying it.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, but I'm big for admitting it. Well, you said yourself they liked you. I mean, it's not like you were gonna do a bad job and they're gonna give it to you anyway. They were obviously impressed by you. They told you you were the co-best person for the job.
Yes, but without you, it might have gone the other way.
But it might not have. I mean, who knows? And I mean, who cares?
I care. I've been out of work for a long time, Hayden. And my work is just as important to me as yours is to you. For the past year and a half, my entire identity has been as your girlfriend and now as your wife. Getting this job was the first time in a long time that I felt like Christine Armstrong again.
But you're not Christine Armstrong. Not like before. We're married now. I mean, honey, we're partners. We're a team. And for better or for worse, people are going to think of us that way. And that's what marriage is all about, sweetheart. You give up a part of yourselves to be something better together. I mean, from now on, forever, you're Mrs. Hayden Fox and I'm Mr. Christine Armstrong. And it's not like I'm just going to be giving stuff for you. You know, you're going to make life easier for me. I mean, I'm going to have a chance to have things with you that I never had a chance of having without you. Like friends. I'm already getting invited to more social functions and dinners and parties than I ever was invited to when I was single. I don't like them, but hey, it's nice to be invited.
You're right. Thanks for reminding me.
Come on. What do you say we do what we should have done yesterday and just go out and celebrate?
I would rather stay here and celebrate.
We could do that.
I'm glad I've got you.
Sure you are. Wouldn't have a job otherwise.